Shantimo, this one is One Love on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. I did say, Gutsi, I was going to be talking to Dr. Smile. He is standing by on the line to be having a very interesting conversation with us. Make sure you stay listening. Before that, though, is Standard Bank. It's make banking less of a thing. Dial *120*2345#. Follow the prompts and start doing your everyday banking, like sending money, transacting and buying airtime or data straight from your phone. Like, it's not a thing. So you can spend more time doing your thing. Standard Bank, it can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider. And the RTs and Cs that apply.
Have you heard the exciting news? Complete with a fragrance and cosmetic boutique, vitamin and mineral supplements, wide-ranging baby department, sports nutrition, and a coffee shop. Mopani Pharmacy Riverside Mall is now open. Wow. Staffed with trained consultants who will ensure that you leave with the products best suited to your needs. Visit Mopani Pharmacy at Riverside Mall, entrance 2. Mopani Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy, ready to serve you.
It is a Thursday, and on Health Matters, we are talking Project Smile South Africa with Dr. Smile. His name is Alexander Wright, and I try to read his surname. I was like, no, I'm not going to. I'm just going to let him help me out on air, and maybe I'll be able to do it right after. A very good afternoon to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I know how hectically busy you are. Now, before we talk about anything, please help me out with the pronunciation of your surname, because I follow you on Instagram, and that's how I found you and got to know about the Project Smile South Africa. And yeah, I've always looked at your surname and was like, yeah, no, it's fine. Maybe one day when I go see him, I'll ask him.
It's not so complicated.
Yeah,
it's pronounced Rohani.
Oh, Rohani. It's so easy.
Now because I'm married, we've double barreled it. So now it's Abedi on Rohani. So I've got my wife's surname also.
Oh, so the Abedian is your wife's surname.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how has married life been like? I wasn't going to ask about it, but, you know, I mean, here's an opportunity.
It's a very special time. A lot of growth, a lot of love, a lot of joy, a lot of learning. It's wonderful. We haven't hit 6 months yet, but coming. End of this month, we hit 6 months. That's good.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
There's a lot of things that you do, including music, but I really want to be focusing on a Project Smile. And if our time allows, we'll touch a little bit on the music as well. Now, before we go into maybe you telling us what Project Smile South Africa is all about, I want to find out about the most challenging case you've ever worked on.
You know what? Every case has its difficulties and its challenges.
Yeah.
I guess whenever I'm doing a Project Smile case, it's not only the physical cosmetic side that you are battling. Often you are battling the psychological and emotional damage caused by whatever has caused the problem in the first place.
So yeah,
you would know that many of the Project Smile cases that I select are victims of domestic violence, rape, and trauma, and abuse. I try to select these cases because most often these patients are left really helpless and weren't in a position to be able to control what happened to them.
Yeah,
and so I really try to prioritize and help those patients. And the smile, yes, it's easy to fix the smile, but it's amazing how changing the smile can affect the confidence, the emotional stability, and the psyche of each patient. So a lot of it is helping the person feel safe and that they can depend on you and comfortable. And all of these things, those are always obviously a challenge. There's one little girl, a 9-year-old, 10-year-old little girl who I've been treating over the last year. So sometimes I can treat a patient in one appointment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to treat the patient over a year or 2 years. It depends on the severity of the case. So everyone is really, really different. But I'm just grateful that I'm in a position that I'm able to help others
in
this way. Yeah.
Well, as in South Africa, we're definitely grateful for someone like you, you know, because you are changing people's lives in so many ways. I want you to talk to us about Project Smile South Africa, because we've been mentioning Project Smile South Africa. What is it?
Project Smile South Africa is something that I started about, well, I mean, I've always done it, even while I was a student, but I made it official a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a project where I'm able to do smile makeover for free for people who truly need it. If you look on my Instagram page, you will see I'm constantly doing smile makeovers, giving people a smile that they've lost, giving people a smile that they've never had,
mm-hmm.
helping them be happy and smile again, both in their mouth and in their heart and in their brain. And it's everything is connected, right?
Yeah.
Because when you smile and you've lost your smile, it has affected you emotionally also.
Mm-hmm.
So we also know, and it's a very true reality, that dentistry is an extremely expensive area of medical treatment.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. And the longer you wait and the worse things get, the more expensive it becomes. So sometimes patients are in situations where they've had so much damage or trauma done to their mouth, and the type of work they need exceeds $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, and these prices can go up.
Yeah.
And oftentimes there are patients who nothing less than that type of an amount of treatment would help. And I realize that I'm in a very fortunate position to be able to be doing very high cosmetic cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I said, if I've been given this opportunity to treat patients the way I do and become a celebrity dentist and have a good patient clientele, it's my responsibility to use my time and my money and the clinic that I'm part of to help those who cannot afford the treatment that they really deserve.
Mm.
And, you know, at the moment, it is myself in association with the Think Clinic, which is the clinic I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And we do these cases for free for individuals, whether they cost 20,000 or 150,000 rand. We do them and we give this person a smile that they haven't had. And that is one little way that we're able to help and contribute to the happiness of that individual, as well as, you know, this beautiful country.
Absolutely.
So basically, Project Smile is a platform where I do free smile makeovers for individuals who truly need it most.
Beautiful.
The difficult part for most people is who truly needs it most.
Mm, mm.
You know, I have many, many, many people who contact Project Smile.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Who ask for help. Yeah. And someone would say, you know, when I was young, I fell on my front tooth, and so my one tooth is broken. Please, can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Someone might say, you know, my grandmother has lost 2 teeth, 3 teeth. She can't really eat. Can you help me? And all of these people really are deserving of help. But in my personal opinion, these individuals can be helped at government institutions and clinics.
Yeah.
Because that type of work or that size of work, or one tooth or 2 teeth or this or that, is something that can easily be done at government clinics.
Mm.
Or even if you do try to save and go to, for example, a medical aid clinic, it's still doable for most people. They just don't actually know how much things cost.
Yeah.
Whereas there's somebody who has been raped and unfortunately been traumatized physically and emotionally, and they've lost a lot of their teeth, like the whole smile and scarring and, you know, something that has happened to a person that is a lot more severe than maybe you slipped because you were drunk and then you knocked out one tooth and you won Project Smile. There are
mm-hmm.
people who have been in car accidents, who were born with deformities of bone in their skull. People who were burnt, people. I mean, there's serious cases in our country.
Yeah.
What I ask the public is to really question if they need this more than someone else around them who they know is in a much worse state.
Yeah. I'm actually,
at the moment, it's just me doing this, right? It's just me as one person. I'm trying to get my dentistry colleagues around the country to really start their own. And open up their practices and open up their resources to help in their communities. That's really what the goal of this is.
Mm. Well, we hope that's going to happen.
Sorry,
I'm actually.
I talk a lot. You have to.
No, it's okay. You're sharing important information. I'm actually looking at the post that made me say we need to talk to you. And I'm looking at the difference that you have made. Your work is absolutely amazing. And I'll be sharing your social media in just a little bit. And I need to let you go because time is not really on our side, you know. You are a celebrity dentist. Am I correct? Or is that how people see you?
That's the label I've been given.
Yeah.
Being a celebrity dentist does not mean I don't treat people who are not celebrities. I treat absolutely everybody.
Amen.
Everybody is welcome in our clinic.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are welcome. And I do treat everybody. I treat family. I treat kids. I treat old people. I treat young people. I treat people from the public. I treat people with no followers. I treat people with millions of followers. I treat everybody.
That's what I wanted to get. Yeah, that's what I wanted to get straight because people might.
I have a very full schedule.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So a lot of people get angry with me. And I don't know why people get angry with me.
Yeah.
But they get angry with me that they can't get appointments. And I say, well, you know, I'm not. You know, don't bother me.
We have to be on the waiting list. Thank you so much for your time. We really, truly appreciate you. When you have new music, let us know. You know, we might be able to have a conversation with you again because, yeah, our time now is just not allowing.
One thing, if I may, mm-hmm. for those people who truly feel they need Project Smile's help and are perhaps they've gone through such serious challenges in their lives, really, they would be a very good candidate for Project Smile.
Mm-hmm.
There is an email address.
Yes.
ProjectSmileSA@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what I ask people is ProjectSmileSA to send through an email, send your name, send what happened to you, send some photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're able to get context of how urgent and important your case is.
Yeah.
If you have a gold tooth and you want it removed, please don't call Project Smile. That's not for you.
All right. Got it. Thank you so much.
Serious problem. Then please message and see how we can help.
All righty. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Was having a conversation with Dr. Smile. And you can actually follow him on social media. Instagram, it's Lex Leo Dr. Smile. You can also follow at Project Smile SA. And he did say there is an email address. It's projectsmilesa@gmail.com. Babhaleleni, nibatshele ukuthi nifuna isito lelinjani. Ikakhulu kade nangabe mhlawumbe utithole uk-accident. Matinyo onge aphumile or behlukubeteka. Matinyo aphumile. It has to be those very, very serious cases with a story behind. Please do that because they will not be able to help you near Project Smile. But as a dentist, he also does some work on anybody and everybody. And I'm hoping one day, maybe in 2 years' time, because he said his waiting list is quite long, I'll be sitting on his seat myself. I'm been attending. Keep up rising, learning the ways of love. This is Rise FM.